Hello, everyone. My name is Nurse Kelly. I am your host of The Happy Traveler. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and I am so happy that you all are joining us for another episode of The Happy Traveler, because we definitely have a very special guest for you today. His name is Mark Holloway, and he's from Meridian Medical Staffing. He's the CEO, so we know how fortunate we are to have you on. And I'm just so excited that you wanted to join us, that you're taking time away from being the CEO, Mark. Obviously, that's a very tough position, and I know that how hard you have to work to be that. So thank you for taking even a minute away to join us on The Happy Traveler. Meet Mark Holloway, everybody. And Mark, you can give yourself a little introduction.
Oh, well, thanks. Well, first of all, it's a pleasure to be here. It's kind of an honor to be able to talk a little bit about the industry. I'm with Meridian Medical Staffing. We're in our 12th year of existence, and things are really taking off. So it's been a fun ride, and we're really excited about what's happening, not only with our company, but just the industry in general. So fire away.
Definitely. Well, I read somewhere that you have 16 years of experience, and I'm not sure if that's still up to date, but we're very aware of your legacy over here at Wanderly. We're big fans. But can you explain kind of your background to our audience and your responsibilities as the CEO?
Sure. I mean, yeah, unfortunately, I'm aging myself, but it's closer to 20 years now. So that must have been some profile you saw a while back. I got introduced into this industry. My background, my degree is in marketing and advertising. So I actually was hired, and I won't mention names, from a pretty big travel nursing company to kind of rebrand their image. This was 20 years ago when there wasn't that many, you know, many of us around. And the CEO of that company hired me just to kind of be at that time, relatively young, you know, hotshot that was going to help with the branding of the industry. And then he started learning about my sales experience and kind of asked me to, you know, really take over the recruiting side and talk about an unenviable position. I was trying to teach people how to recruit, and I had never done it myself. So it was kind of a trial by fire, but it was a great experience. I flew around the country a lot with that company and talked to nurses face to face. And I left that company for, you know, probably the reason that I think most people do. And that was that it was big company feeling. I'm talking to nurses face to face. I'm shaking their hand. And then I would come back, and everything I'd said was kind of somehow different from what the company was doing. And I didn't like that very much. I didn't like having my face be associated with a company that I think they tried to do things right, but as it turned out, the company just weren't always able to keep those promises. And that got very frustrating for me. And you know, unfortunately, it's been that long I've been in this industry. So,
wow.
Dinosaur.
No, that's so incredible. 20 years, sales, recruiting, CEO. I mean, I just think it's incredible. It's truly astonishing. And what would you say, if you had to pick three of your day-to-day responsibilities that are really important to you as the CEO of Meridian, what would those three things be?
Well, right now, I'm really in an enviable position where it's really just to kind of hang on. Our company's taken off really quickly, as you probably know. The last 3 years have been incredible. So really, it's almost, you know, my job right now is to keep our company in line with what's gotten us to grow that fast. And I think it's really easy to forget that and to start changing philosophies, you know, moving from, you know, a smaller to a medium to now even a larger than medium sized company. So my job right now is to continue to follow the course. And that's a really tough thing to do because there are temptations, you know, bigger margins, bring on more people, grow too quickly. Just change, you know, the dynamic of what got you to where you are. And that's the one thing when I was, you know, brought on to be a CEO of this company, I said, I've got to do it my way or I'm not going to take this position. And my way was I wanted it to be what I was used to 20 years ago. And the industry has changed, as you're well aware, and I don't like it much. So for me right now, I'd say all of the top three most important things for me to do is for us to stay focused on what it is that's working for our particular company and to not be tempted to change and become something that we don't want to be.
I was very aware of everything that I was reading about Meridian because it really resonated with me. I was reading so much about your take on customer service and giving nurses the real dollar amounts of various things, whether that be tax-free or whatever it is, but really just being that open, honest, transparent kind of company that I think a nurse really looks for. I don't know if you know that I am a nurse, but to me, the individualization and your customer service and what I was able to read about you and how you operate, I was really really impressive. And I was going to ask you too, because I know you're very honest, you're very real, and I love that. I think that's so great. But what do you love and hate the very most about this industry? And what do you think would make it better?
Well, I think the thing I love about this industry is what I've always loved, and that is, you know, working with travelers, it's we're so unique that every day is a different day. Yeah, we do the same thing day in, day out, but it's, I mean, every day I walk into this office not knowing what's going to happen. You know, I just flew back from visiting some facilities out in Southern California last night, walked in this morning, and, you know, there's sometimes flyers to put out, there's kudos to give out. I love that part about the industry. I love the fact that we can help nurses. I know it probably sounds like a cliche answer, but I really do. The thing I hate about the industry is, and I don't know if I hate anything, I'm disappointed in what the overall impression of an agency has become to the, again, not the stereotype, but to the general population of travel nurses. Most of them have their guard up. I totally understand and absolutely can appreciate why. They've been, you know, for the last decade, they've learned to put their guard up like a prize fighter walking into the ring. And maybe it's revolutionary, maybe it's just, I probably am not the smartest person on the phone. I guarantee I'm not the smartest person listening to this podcast. But my thought was, what if we changed and broke down everything? What if I taught my director of recruitment and she taught the entire recruiting team that there was nothing off limits that a traveler could ask? And we would tell them. Now, it may not be the right answer, or I should say the answer they want to hear, but what would happen if we did that? What if we had some of the lowest margins in the industry? Wouldn't more people come to our company? Wouldn't word of mouth be the biggest power we have? And that's kind of what's happening. And, you know, a lot of people aren't willing to take that hit. And trust me, we took hits. There were moments I doubted it. I'm like, boy, we're really working off thin margins. Is this ever going to kick in? And all of a sudden it has in the last couple of years. And I love that about it. But I hate the fact that we have to educate, or I should say almost kind of a, you know, decompress or you know, debrief nurses on what they're so used to hearing day in, day out, that when they hear it from us, they're almost like, what? I don't believe it. And when you start walking them through and they start working for a company, they realize that, yeah, this is in fact the way it is. It's challenging. I wish we didn't have to do that. I wish the industry was just made up of a bunch of really great companies that all wanted to do this the right way. And unfortunately, you know, it's just not always the case, is it?
It's absolutely true. And it's funny that you mentioned, you know, sometimes you give the answers that maybe they don't want to hear, but maybe need to, it's the truth about the industry. It's funny you mentioned that, because that's what you told me when we were planning our podcast.
That's right. I said, you can ask me anything. You may not like the answer, because it's not necessarily our answer. It's an industry answer. Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of nurses out there that have, I think, sometimes an unrealistic expectation of what an agency can and can't do, what an agency can and can't pay. And sometimes the answer is you just have to see it from this side of the desk. And again, my philosophy is the more educated a travel nurse is on the industry in general, I believe the more our company and companies that are doing like the way we're doing it, they're actually going to migrate to us. Why wouldn't we want to educate people so they can go, I now have more power, more information. I can now make a decision. And gosh, Meridian Medical Staffing is one of those decisions that I'm making because that makes sense to me. And there's no secret. That's exactly what we're doing.
Sure. Well, and I really love and respect and admire how you treat nurses and your mentality about the way they should be treated, because being a nurse and knowing how much we have to pour into our job as well, and just being able, you know, to deserve that respect, but also, you know, it's so kind for you to offer that and offer that, just that face value, that kindness and that respect for nurses, because I know some days are harder than others and some people are harder than others to work with. And I've experienced that as well. But yeah, these people, these nurses and these healthcare professionals who are traveling, you know, spend their life taking care of complete strangers. And so I think it's really admirable to be a company that recognizes that and wants to do right by them. And yeah, I just think that that's really important, and can definitely make the industry as a whole better. I kind of wanted to ask you a fun question. As a CEO, which is tougher for you? Keeping your employees happy or keeping your travelers happy, and why?
Well, I have a pretty good answer for that. Right now, it's probably my employees, only because we're in Denver, as you know. Mm-hmm. And last time I checked, Denver has the lowest unemployment rate in the entire country. This city is booming almost mm-hmm. to the point where we're like, stop coming to Denver. Yes, it's beautiful, but stay away. So it's hard to find people that really want to work hard. And we really want to find good, hardworking recruiters and really walk them through our process. Our travel nurses, I think once we can you know, get them on board. We don't seem to have any trouble with keeping them. And I think that just because, you know, internally there's so many choices in Denver, that's probably, you know, I would say if there's one that's harder, I would say it's keeping the internal, you know, not necessarily recruiting, but some of the support staff, some payroll, some credentialing, because there's just so many options for them. And we're just a travel nursing company. Our options are limited. You know, you can't go out and, you know, we only have one HR person, right? We only have a handful of people that are doing the credentialing. If we need more, someone's got to leave. So I think that's probably only because of Denver. I think it'd probably be opposite if I wasn't here. But it is a tough market to recruit from internally, if that makes sense.
Right. That makes total sense to me. And your employees, I'm sure, are very well aware of this. But you're doing something incredibly right, and so are they, because you are one of the fastest growing. What do you think the top three reasons are that Meridian has been so successful and so in growing so quickly? Do you think it's that transparency, or were there other things that you think are really important to travelers, and why should people continue to travel with you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's transparency, and you know, I've gotten to almost not like that word, because we've been talking about transparency since I've been at the helm, which is, you know, it's been a buzzword that's all of a sudden popped in the last couple of years, and that drives me crazy, because I feel like, oh, everyone's catching on to what we're doing. And people will say transparency all day long, but when it comes down to it, very few companies are willing to educate their recruiters and really walk you through it. Again, I cannot tell you, and I'm certainly not going to name names of companies that claim to be transparent. It's the biggest buzzword out there, isn't it, on the internet? We're transparent. But ask that company, okay, what's the bill rate that you're getting for a hospital? How is it that, are you billing the same thing for hours between 36 and 40? And what's your bill rate for overtime? We'll tell you that stuff, because we want to build that loyalty. I want nurses to feel that they know they're getting the best deal with us every time. They don't have to. The ones that have been with us for years and years, they don't believe that they have to negotiate per deal. It's which deal is the best one for me, because I know I can trust my recruiter, because she's or he's going to tell me the whole situation. So transparency for sure. We've been talking transparency for a long time. I think the education is the one thing that I'm really really working hard for. And yeah, of course, you know, a lot of the education stuff we do really talks about our company, because absolutely, I think we do it better than anybody else. But in between the self-promotion, if you will, there's got to be some knowledge that's useful for nurses to make their own decisions, especially travel nurses. And I believe that the one thing from us that's different is that we're educating nurses. Yeah, we're not sitting around, you know, shooting pool and playing pinball. And a lot of people have this great work environment. But at the end of the day, if a nurse calls our company, I want him or her to experience a completely different phone call than they give me anybody else. They hang up the phone and go, wow, I just learned something, and I've been traveling for 10 years and I didn't even realize this. That to me makes a big difference. So it's the transparency, it's the education, and it's really value. I've got a lot of catchphrase words I use around the office, and I've always said, there isn't a travel nurse out there that is not going to come to work for you, the recruiter. Forget about the company. If you don't bring him or her value. So what is that value? It can't just be, I've got the, you know, jobs in the cities you want, and I'm, you know, you've got to bring real value. So those three things, I'd say, is what's making a difference between us and everybody else.
Have you experienced a lot of, I guess, pushback from recruiters that are, I guess maybe this is a very new adjustment for them, having to be this honest and having to kind of put pay packages and deals together in a way that may not be as, I guess, fruitful for them personally as maybe they could be used to? Have you noticed that at all?
I think so. Ironically, there was a gentleman that stuck his head in our office that used to work for us about 5 years ago, and he's, you know, never really got out of the love for being a recruiter. And I said, if you came back to work for us, not that we're not sure if we're bringing you back or not, you'd have to learn how to be very different than what you were even 5 years ago. And we were already transparent, but I would need to teach you the nuts and bolts. And it's simple arithmetic of exactly how to break down an offer and those kinds of things. You have to be very open to that. I think the pushback that we're getting, if anything, is from, you know, anytime you post anything out there on any social media, you're always getting the naysayers and doubters. Oftentimes, there are other recruiters from other companies that are saying, no, here's the real deal. And I'm like, no, not with us. It's not. And I ask people, please call. If you can't talk to one of my recruiters or my director of recruitment, call and ask for me and say, I've got a question about something that's out there. And if I'm available, I mean, I think that's really important. I will be happy to walk someone through, you know, what we see, what we don't see. And hopefully they get it from someone without having to get to me. But if they don't, I want them to come to me, and I'd like them to know the real deal, you know, rather than assuming those industry standards that have changed so much over the last, you know, 6 years for sure.
Right. Well, I think that's very unique, being able to just call and talk to the CEO. I mean, that's an incredible offer that you extend. So that's pretty cool. What would you say is the culture like over at Meridian? How do you guys celebrate birthdays? Do you have events around holidays? I want to know, like, what is it like day to day in your office?
You know, it's professionally goofy. I'll put it that way. I run a pretty tight ship. You know, I'm not a CEO that walks around in a Budweiser t-shirt and jeans. I know that works for a lot of companies. I'm a little different. I believe that, you know, I wear a suit every day. Not everybody that works for me has to. I think they need to be comfortable, but I like to run a ship that is, we're serious. Same token, I have a very dry sense of humor. So do a lot of my people that work for me. You have to make fun of yourself in this industry. You have to laugh a lot. And I think any travel nurse that's out there listening to you knows that, you know, things go wrong. I call it the triangle of trust. Remember the movie? I won't mention the movie's name. I don't know what kind of copyright they have, but there was the circle of trust. We talk about the triangle of trust between us, facility, and the travel nurse. And I even throw in that vendor in the middle. I said, it's almost like a quadrilateral. I mean, I don't even know the shape I'm looking at, but it is definitely a weird dichotomy of trust, and things go wrong. So if you can't laugh and kind of almost, you know, make fun of it, as long as you're taking care of the nurse at the end of the day and kind of point out to her, hey, this stuff happens. You know, we goofed. We thought your 0.25 on your hours was a 0.75 or vice versa. Fix it, laugh about it, and go on from there. I mean, yesterday I had a nurse for credentialing that the hospital was asking for something that was, and I won't go into details, but it was so over the top. And I said, here's an HR person that obviously really needs to justify his or her job at the facility, because it had to do with a test that a nurse had overcompensated for. And it was a TB situation. You can probably guess what I'm talking about. And I'm like, they just wanted to go do a skin test again. It didn't make any sense, but a good example of how you have to kind of go, okay, I guess we have to call the nurse and tell her, even though she has a coronavirus, she has to go back and get her skin scratched. And it just, you almost have to go, okay, it's funny. It makes for a good day, but our culture is, we make fun of everybody around here, including me, and we have a good time with it. But when it comes to talking to nurses, we want to be as educational and as value oriented as we possibly can be.
Sure. It's so funny. The reason why I asked you is because I think everybody at Wanderley would say, I am like the big goofball that takes holidays and birthdays and things like that very seriously. I like to celebrate all of them. I like to get everybody together. So I just was curious, and I like to have a good time. I like to have fun. So it sounds like we're pretty similar in that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the first one to do that. When at Christmas time, I mean, here I'm wearing suits every day. I walked in with one of those, you know, completely crazy patterned Santa suits, and mm-hmm. Because why not? You can't take yourself so seriously that you forget to have fun. It creates a good environment. You know, it's mm-hmm. got to be where it's fun, but, you know, serious the same token. So we're all like that. We're kind of a dry humored office, because I think that's just kind of in the industry. I think nurses themselves have a pretty dry sense of humor, because you have to, because, you know, mm-hmm. the seriousness of what you do. And I think that kind of spills over to us probably from, you know, from me.
I mean, you definitely have to laugh at yourself. Well, you have 20 years of experience, which is obviously nothing to scoff at. What advice do you have for someone who is wanting to pursue a leadership position like you, but in any industry?
You know, I think my just knee-jerk reaction would be just stay true to what you believe in. There was a lot of people, still are, that wanted me to doubt our vision, doubt what I had come up with, doubt with what other people supported. And I think that's like that in anything. I don't care if you're going to go to nursing school, you want to get out of nursing and chase some other dream, do it. And this world right now especially is really filled with people that, because they don't have that same vision, they want to put that doubt in your mind. And I would say, do not listen to anybody. Get good advice. But there are a lot of people out there that their main purpose in life is to talk you out of it. And I have and had a bunch of, and I know a lot of people in the industry that said, no way, that's never going to work. Even to this day, people are, they like to doubt things because it's uncomfortable for them, not for you. So if you're looking to get into any type of leadership role, as you learn that industry, follow what you believe to be true and don't let anybody talk you out of it.
I always say, don't let other people limit your dreams.
Like, exactly. Well, better said than I just said it. Perfect. I'm stealing
it. Oh, I love that. I say that all the time to myself. When I was going for Miss California, I had a lot of people you know, ask, well, why wasn't, you know, Miss America good enough being Miss Colorado? Why do you have to continue to compete? It's pageantry, yada, yada, yada. And I just said, no, I'm not going to let you limit my dreams. I'm not going to walk on eggshells because this makes you feel uncomfortable. This is what I want. And it worked out.
and it's like that in anything. I mean, it really is. Good for you. I didn't know that about you, but that's terrific. And you're a good example. Not many people do that. I'll tell you, Kelly, it's got to be really careful because people really will talk you out of anything. I don't care if you want to be a rock star, an actor, or, you know, start your own company or quit your company and go teach yoga. People will talk you out of it. And
right. I absolutely agree with you and have definitely experienced that. So I'm just glad we're cut from the same cloth, you and I, Mark.
Good.
But I was going to ask you, what do you like to do for fun?
You know, Casey, if you've ever watched any of our videos, I'm a big hockey guy. My son is a goaltender. He's pretty darn good. When I'm not surfing, which I like to do, I like to get away from Colorado in the summertime. I get out to Huntington Beach as often as I can. And I'm horrible, by the way, but I'm getting better and better.
That's so funny.
A lot of fun. Yesterday I was actually floating around and there was shark warnings out there and I still enjoy just being in the Pacific Ocean. But in the wintertime, I am either working or I leave here and go directly to ice rinks and freeze my tail off watching my goaltender son, eat rubber. And, it's stressful, but it's kind of almost that opposite of work, where I'm not in charge, he is, and I have to sit there and just kind of watch. And it's like being a quarterback from a football team or a pitcher in a baseball. Everything's on him, and I can sit back and just kind of enjoy and not have to know that I have no control over what he's doing except for give him support.
Are you guys Avalanche fans, or are you guys at all LA fans?
I knew you were going to ask that question.
Well, I'm asking you because I have something. I feel like we have a connection. I was a huge Kings fan until I moved out here because I grew up a Nabs fan. But
sure.
When I moved out here, we quickly realized that four houses down from us, Jeff Carter was our neighbor.
Oh, nice. Wow.
We lived in the year they won the Stanley Cup, too. So it's a cooler experience. So I was just
kidding. Yeah. I will tell you that our company does. The one perk we do offer here is that we do have season tickets for the Avalanche, but I'm not an Avalanche fan. We actually sit behind the visitors bench so that we can see all the teams out there. Mm-hmm. And it really works well. So when nurses come to town and anybody that works for our company, hold me to this. If you're going to be coming through town and you're from Chicago, we'll see if we can't get you a Blackhawk game. If you're from Detroit, we'll get you a Detroit game. Well, that one's tough because it's a big rivalry, but, We do, we're there all the time. It's kind of fun. It's a great way place for us to unwind. And, we like to watch every team. So we chose to be over, behind the visitors bench so we can really see, the different players and watch all of hockey, not just one team. How's that for a politically correct answer?
I love it. Sometimes that's the way that it has to be. No, that's great. Well, I have thoroughly enjoyed talking with you. I'm sorry I threw so many other questions that I, didn't really prep you for or let you think about, but it was just such an interesting conversation. I really enjoyed this. Do you have anything else to add? Do you want to talk about anything about TravCon or website?
Yeah, a group of us are coming out to TravCon. I know that on Sunday, we're actually grabbing a couple of cabanas at the Planet Hollywood. And again, just to kind of continue this, our whole theme for TravCon is, and it's not about me, but we think that we want people to ask me these tough questions that you're asking me and then some. So we've got an event, all throughout the day on that Sunday. Come down to the Planet Hollywood pool. We're going to, I guess in the morning we'll be offering up some mimosas and Bloody Marys for those people that need that from the night before. And it's really an opportunity for you to do exactly what you did here. If you want to ask me anything, there is nothing off limits. And then I know we're also doing we're going to be renting a big one of those party limousines that are all decked out and hopefully not too obnoxious. And we're going to be giving people rides up and down the street with me in the car. And I will not be partaking, but same kind of thing. If a nurse has a couple of cocktails and feels like throwing something at, nothing's off limits. So you can ask me anything on those two events. Definitely look for us. We're all going to be there. I know we're also doing a scavenger hunt kind of a thing where, through our Facebook page, which is just Meridian Medical Staffing, we're going to be offering up the first one to see this or find this is $100 cash to, lose in Las Vegas. So we're going to try to have a little bit of fun, but also, really try to continue this and educate some nurses. That's what they're going to TravCon for, to have a little bit of fun, but hopefully to come back with some more knowledge. And what we want to offer is knowledge on this side of the industry that'll better arm them to be, you know, a happier traveler.
Definitely. Well, Wanderly will be there as well, and we're going to come over and say hi. We're going to come and find you guys, because we definitely want to come and say hi.
We will be there. I don't know what kind of knuckleheads I'm bringing with me, but there's going to be a whole different slew of folks that are coming down. We're actually making those decisions right now. So definitely, you know, find us and come say hi, and feel free to ask anything that we talked about here and then some, like I say.
That is so great. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast, The Happy Traveler, with Mark Holloway, who's the CEO of Meridian. And we are honored and humbled that he joined us on The Happy Traveler. Thank you so much again, Mark. I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm your host. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly. And we will see you next week with a brand new episode.